Listening, Unit 6, page 76. C.
You will hear two different extracts. For questions 1 to 4, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You will hear two people talking about species named after famous people.
I've always been a huge Marley fan. I love the laid-back feeling of reggae music.
It brings to mind summer and lazing around on sandy beaches. So it's no surprise that Marley's name was given to a species of sea creature.
That's news to me. What kind of sea creature?
Well, its scientific name is Gnathia marleyi, and it's a small parasite that lives off the blood of fish. It's a crustacean that hides among coral in Caribbean waters, waiting for fish to pass so that they can attack them and infest them. But the really bizarre thing about these crustaceans is that they only eat in the juvenile stage of their lives. Once they reach adulthood, they stop eating altogether, so they make sure they get enough fuel inside them while they're young to last them for the rest of their lives.
Another singer that's had a species named after him is Elvis Presley. The species Presucoila I'm All Shook Uppus, commemorating the King's 1957 hit All Shook Up, is a kind of wasp.
Seriously? The biologist who gave it its name must have had a sense of humour.
Oh, then there's the lichen, a plant that looks like moss that was called Color Placa Obama in 2007 after Barack Obama.
Extract 2. You will hear part of an interview about the discovery of unusual skeletons.
Now, if you were under the impression that Dr. Frankenstein began with Mary Shelley's novel, you'd better think again. Scientists have just made an amazing discovery that makes us re-examine what we know about man-made people. Dr. Kelly Winterman, can you tell us a bit more about the discovery?
Well, the story began a decade ago when two 3,000-year-old mummies were found in a prehistoric village on the Scottish island of South Uist. Following years of DNA experiments and isotopic dating, scientists have concluded that the bodies were actually made up of various body parts from six different people.
Were they even related in any way?
Not only did they have no biological relation, but one of the mummies, a male, is composed of body parts of people who died hundreds of years apart. The female mummy, on the other hand, is composed of body parts that all date back to roughly the same period.
My next question has got to be, why did members of the prehistoric community build mummies in this way?
That part of the puzzle still remains shrouded in mystery. Some say it was for practical reasons. For example, if a body part fell off and got lost, they would just replace it with another spare one. Others claim it was done to create a symbolic ancestor that possessed the traits of people from multiple lineages.